Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another
We see you.
I want you to know that we see you. And we also saw 3 hours.
And some change, buddy.
And some change.
Yeah.
Of like a phenomenon called Avatar 2, The Way of Water. The Way of the Pond. And we're here to talk about it. Man, what'd you guys think? I mean, 3 hours in there.
It was a CGI marvel of epic proportions. The longest Blizzard trailer I've ever seen.
Once again, Hollywood gets away with making a movie all CGI and not calling it animated.
I was thinking that from the beginning. I was like, this is going to get nominated and Pinocchio is not.
Yep.
Oh my God, this is so sad.
Completely different categories, different type of movies. What you mean? They're not the same.
One is better.
Hey, chill out.
One's a good movie. this movie was a, to me, a 3 hour pretty slog. So, like, it's just very, it's kind of like the last one, but longer.
It was longer.
It's pretty much
an hour more.
It was an hour more.
Was it really?
Yeah.
The last one wasn't 3 hours.
Though. The original one felt longer.
It did feel longer.
Because it was also this one was what it was. The first one felt like that because of how much fluff there was in the movie. The pacing was all off. And again, James Cameron proves that. Again, I don't know what's going on in his old age, but he does not care about pacing anymore. He just want to continue to just add more and more time to his films. Like, my guy, they need to give him a limit again, like when he was doing Terminator.
No.
All right.
You know what? I did notice some wicked, like, time distortions that were just kind of... They didn't take me out of the element, but they...
Oh, are you talking about the frames per second?
No. Actual, like, time changes. Where, like, stuff would go on, and then they would go back to it. To a scene, and you didn't know if it was happening concurrently in time, or if it was like,
straight up. I know exactly what you mean.
Like, give me one example. In your shoes,
once we get into spoiler territory, yes. I will come back and explain it.
All right.
The exact scene where I went into that, but it is the second installment in the fifth in a five part
epic
saga. Yeah. Epic that we are in store for.
Movie books, if you will.
I'm not against it, really. The idea that some movies can be like 3, even 4 hours long, I'm not against the idea, but it just make me like it.
Exactly.
I'm not against it.
No, like, I don't mind epic tales. I don't mind long movies. We've watched long movies and reviewed them here. And
just watch another one.
But this one, it's been a while since I watched a 3 hour film and felt all of them. Like every hour. The one thing that I don't understand is that he's setting this up for like 5 movies or whatever, but there aren't any setups.
Yes, there are.
I don't feel like there's any big setups.
I agree with both of you. I believe that I see where he's setting up, but it also wasn't emphasized at all.
I
feel like I don't want it to set up. I mean, because, you know, we get mad at that when they do it too much, when they're heavy handed.
This one, I feel like it's already like, what it is, why not be a little heavy?
I mean, well, you already know what it is at this point. Like, after watching, keep doing this. So.
After watching like the last 15 minutes of that movie, like, what more do you want them to set up? Like, I thought it was pretty obvious.
I don't want this at all.
I mean, that's a fair point, too.
Okay.
If we're going to be honest.
I didn't want any of this.
I don't want to shit on it. I mean, I thought it was, you know, well put together. I'm not going to sit here and... You know, but at the same time, like, I play video games, so it's not that impressive.
You play Death Stranding.
You play the Dreaming Games. I play, like Destiny 2. Like, all these are cutscenes.
You know,
ones, though. Like, really good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I actually vary from your thought of time, because, you know, I'm usually the first one to jump on the length of a movie, and I didn't really feel the 3 hours in this one.
I didn't either.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, somebody said, like, the last 45 minutes is really where the movie, like, takes the fuck off, but for me, it was like, it didn't really stop taking off after they landed.
I don't think anything took off. Everything was just, it was like a continuation of the last movie, and it kept the pace. I didn't really feel anything like elevate, like crescendo.
No. There were no like extra highs or extra lows.
But it was like a consistent beat to the entire time, which made the time like just feel what it was. I felt like there was a lot of time, but I didn't feel like it was a lot of time.
Right. Like it was just enough time for things to unfold naturally, for them to fall into these situations and, you know, make the bonds that they did.
Yeah. Everything clicked kind of cohesively enough to where I didn't feel any like really big jerks.
Right. Like it didn't ever feel like, oh God, they just had to add this scene in the movie, or, oh, do we really need time? Do we have time for this? Everything.
Oh, he made time.
I mean, yeah, because it was like it naturally flowed into that. Like we naturally moved to groups. We naturally moved in between the adults and the kids. Like
nothing felt disjointed.
It was a real solid train. Everybody connected to the same thing.
It didn't feel like, luckily with so much material, it didn't feel just disjointed. I do agree with you. My problem is I feel like it wasn't disjointed, but it was a lot of fluff there that could have been finely tuned a little bit more, like somebody
define that. What do you mean?
Like, can I jump in for a second?
Sure.
I don't think any of the characters stood out.
No.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Who?
The kids.
All of them.
I don't remember a single one of them.
Okay.
Fuck their names. Which ones were who?
I have a question. Do you think some of those kids? And I was thinking this after we left the film. I feel like some of these kids should have just been fused together into one or two.
Yeah, we don't need $2. It's like two six kids. And there's a million kids.
It's like it's like getting into the dwarf. Not of course not the same level, but it's getting to the dwarf situation in The Hobbit. Like there's too many. There's too many characters and not enough plot for those characters to actually really matter. Like he didn't need to have five kids.
I don't think he needed the youngest one.
Definitely not.
But there was the
most adorable one.
It was two boys, two girls.
That was her role, to be adorable.
And it worked.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I think they all served a specific purpose for the for what they were needed for. They were needed as bait, as a driving motivation, and they couldn't keep kidnapping the same child over and over again. They're just like, all right, we need to just adding children.
But the thing is, they would have just had to cut out how many kidnaps they had. They would just cut up maybe just
saying how is he supposed to do anything? No.
Right.
We need to steal his children.
We need to kidnap them so you can make them come to us.
You kidnap them, but not three, four times.
Man, look, they're really good at hiding. What can we say? The kids aren't. So we get the kids and then they come. You've been here before.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, I want to talk about the beer that I brought in today, because as I was going through looking for something to talk to me about Navi, something that spoke to me in Pandoran, I ran across Windmill Brewing out of Dyer, Indiana. Their Admiral Luther's Lager. It is a Hellas style lager that has their brewery cat in the front. So, you know, Navi's look like cats.
They are cat
and
people.
Jake with an admiral, right? Or some shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah,
Jake,
either way, he earned his stripes.
And his whiskers.
Not those dreads, though. Those dreads are not.
Oh my!
They don't look good.
I hate them.
I want to talk about the CGI, actually, because we ended up seeing this in 3D. I believe this is the first movie we've reviewed, right? 3D wise.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I get an awful nauseous feeling every time I watch 3D. This one I didn't, maybe because we sat far back enough. What did you guys feel about a 3D movie fully CGI? Because I kept getting I kept not being able to focus on everything like I normally would, right? Where you can just kind of get the whole panoramic view. The 3D made me focus on stuff and on the main person that's supposed to be there, which I guess maybe that is the point of 3D. But I like seeing the outside stuff, right? Mm. I like seeing the little details that they put in the background, and it was kind of hard for me to focus on all that. And so, in some of these scenes, they had so much chaos and because
they
weren't
happening. Popping. That wasn't the part of 3D that was popping.
I noticed that a lot of the stuff that was on the edge of the frames were pop. like you'll see like a blur of a vine or a building and stuff like that. That would pop more.
Huge.
Yeah, it would be huge. Or a water splatter would hit the camera lens or anything. One thing about like I've noticed, I'm not sure, maybe it's been forever since I've seen a 3D movie, and it's been forever since I've seen Avatar, which to me, even no matter how I feel about the first one, it still was one of the best like 3D experiences that I've had.
Mm.
Like especially at that point, I didn't feel that it was important this time around at
3D,
all.
No, I
like,
agree.
It was. I'm not sure it was a different type of 3D or they filmed in a different type of way, but it just did not hit, and it felt just tacked on.
Yeah, I didn't feel real 3D until the very end, where you can like the fishes were like swimming next like by you. I didn't see any of that prior to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was very seldom.
I also have a complaint like when it comes to like it's not to deal with the 3D, it's just like how it was filmed. For some reason, I don't know why, because I thought this film was supposed to be entirely in 48 frames a second. That's what I kept hearing. And I thought like, okay, and 48 frames a second pretty much puts it up there with like soap opera stuff that you see like in the on TVs and everything. Mm. It looks like it's really smooth. Like you feel like it kind of feels like they're there. Like
it wasn't like that all the time.
And that's the thing. Like it was there sometimes, and then they would go away, and then it was there sometimes again, and they will go away. And I just don't understand the purpose of that. Sometimes it will be interspliced in the action itself, and it threw me. It took me out.
Like, I did notice some of it would like kind of stutter. It was like almost like a slight stutter every once in a while.
Because when you go back to 24 frames a second to 48, like
you can see it.
You can see it. Yeah, and you mean like, did something go wrong? Like, is the projector?
I think one of the main times I noticed it is when we first went to the military base, and you see someone in the exosuit boxing a punching bag.
Yeah.
It got a little choppy over there.
I didn't understand some of the choices for some of these characters to just do. They would have just random interactions that didn't really make sense nor matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were just there to just kind of just have a look at this kind of cool thing that they can do in this certain scenario. That
hey, man, you didn't like the crab tanks?
He said,
we're going to get to the crab tanks.
We're going to get to those crab tanks, dude.
I think those things were pretty cool.
I think they're cool, too.
I think they're fucking unnecessary.
This movie's on it.
Like, why does it look like crabs?
I just wish that one of them had like a claw and then like a flamethrower on the other hand. That's what I wanted.
I do wish they looked more like weapons than crabs. They look more like an engineer tool for like mining.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't understand the need for them to actually walk like crabs.
Because what? Look.
Sideways.
Way of water.
Yeah.
Crabs equal water. Crab robots.
We get it. Humans are creative. It just didn't seem to.
Everything evolved into crabs.
It just didn't really seem necessary.
Everything does, though.
Nothing.
It didn't seem necessary at all.
So, CGI, I believe I actually did enjoy the CGI on this one. I thought it was actually really polished and really well done. What'd you guys think of the acting? Anybody stand out for you in your performances?
Zoe Saldana better win an award. You can't have her be on these movies screaming, losing her fucking voice, and not give her something, brother. She is incredible.
My voice got hoarse.
Dude, same. I was sitting there, oh, man.
You're talking about the Terry, right?
Yeah.
I hate the fact that, it's sad. Like, granted, the CGI is amazing, right? It's cool. I've seen her outside of the CGI, like in like those
acting
scenes, and it's a lot of the CGI loses all that. Like she's so more intense in those motion capture scenes. Like I'm like, it's a lot of it's lost, which is kind of sad.
Well, yeah, it's a big stupid fucking cat face.
Yeah, I know. Like
you're not gonna get the same effect, but they're close enough, dude.
But like, just like in the last film, she is the only saving grace in this film.
Like straight up,
like when it comes to the acting,
Well, Sigourney Weaver had a 30-second scene,
she was all right.
And she's still fucking. Headlining, which shout out, get that money.
She gets a few lines and then she gets taken. Yeah. What's happening?
Shout out,
yeah.
Get that money. I like the kids. The interaction with the kids had Kitty with the two brothers and Chloe Bailey. She looked like the girl from the water drive. Looked like Chloe Bailey.
Oh,
yeah. I was like, hey,
you knew the second she came on screen, the other kid was done. He was done.
He was over here.
He was weak. His knees buckled. His little knobby knees.
He's like,
He said, shit, the water looked like that. Oh, my God.
His tail started fucking wagging. But, the chemistry that the kids had was actually really, really cool.
I thought it was pretty decent.
I thought Kitty had, like, a stand-up performance out of all the kids. I really enjoyed her mage work or whatever the fuck she was trying to do.
She's a druid. She is a druid. She's a...
The waterbender?
She had to have a little bit more range, I feel like, than all the other kids, because she had to deal with, you know, kind of...
A little bit more problems.
She had a little bit more teen angst than all the other ones did.
Because she had, two different, kind of beats at the same time, right?
Mm.
Her two families being divided or whatever and being stuck in the middle.
That's one thing I was really confused about. I wish they made more emphasis that, like... Because... Because I know she's supposed to be a certain...
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers. Or I could just...
Don't spoil it all the way, but...
She's supposed to be kind of adopted, and it doesn't feel like that at all, which is fine, that's nice, but it's... I feel like there's something... There was a nice little story there that they didn't really, delve too deep into.
Yeah. I feel like that is what they're building up to. See, this movie, I think, to me, falls in the category of just being like an
opening.
Not even an opening, an interlude. Like, this feels like an interlude to what they need to flesh out the world more than they felt they did in the first one before they go into the big story that's probably going to involve her and Sigourney Weaver and all the stuff that they're going to probably plan into what this moon actually is.
Yeah.
So I felt like this movie was just, all right, we just need
the moon is
like
a celestial.
Interlude to kind of just meld us into this next step that we're going to want to travel down.
Yeah. I just hope that, granted, he has supposedly three more movies to tell. So I'm hoping we're not just getting another section of the planet each time, and just we stay there. That's it.
I don't know how he can get three more movies.
I don't either.
Because he's James Cameron.
He can get one more.
I didn't know how exactly.
I feel like we got it. Sky people suck.
If he got it, he got it, but I can't see it right now.
I don't know. You'd have to know.
If they let him, James Cameron has the ideas. I guess it all really depends on how well this movie does.
We got the jungle people. We got the water people. Right. We need the rock people.
And the sand.
Okay, I can let it loose now, right? My prediction for where it's going?
Sure.
So we have to introduce the, I think maybe the final. He could have one more, but the final Na'vi tribe. The all-superior cave tribe.
Underground, the underground tribe,
the
cave system people, instead of okay, we had sparkling trees, then we had sparkling water, now we have sparkling cave walls and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god! And then they have a fucking sky in the cave, fucking Elden Ring.
You see,
it's all stars and shit. Oh my god, I hate
totally.
It.
With the giant mushroom network underground,
it writes its fucking self.
Yeah, hey, it'd be cool.
All these movies write themselves. I mean, all these movies. First one was Pocahontas. This one was Tarzan.
And boy.
Next one's going to be Mulan.
Mulan.
I can't dispute that logic.
Overall, since we pretty much said what we kind of felt about the film and everything, what did you guys, what stood out? What do you like? From this film, what'd you get out of it? What you liked from it?
Would you like to start? Oh, wow.
I guess I'm the only one that actually liked this movie more than you guys.
Yes, you did.
Because, as we were talking over food, it sounded like I was the only one that actually enjoyed myself thoroughly.
You weren't.
I don't know why. And I'm usually the one to nitpick the shit out of these movies. I don't know what this movie did to me. Maybe it was.
I know you probably don't remember it too much, but how does it stand up to the original?
The original, the original one to me seemed overly dragged on. Mm-hmm. For some reason, this one didn't. I think this one had enough going on, and it was long enough with a big enough cast to give everybody a little something where it didn't feel like I was just following Jake for fucking 17 hours.
Right.
Jake doing Sweeney. Nothing. Right. And this one, we got to see different relationships develop. And I feel like they all developed pretty well. And none of them were actually rushed.
I'm with you on that.
Everything kind of like had a beat to kind of actually like felt fleshed out and developed, unlike the first one that was like it was overdeveloped to me. Mm-hmm. The first one, like they were just looking for things to like shove to make it more full.
Yeah,
this one I think it was full enough with everybody, how everybody lived inside this world, which is why I think I actually liked it more than the first one, because I was actually entertained with, like, when I would get tired of somebody's story, we would focus on something else, and it'd be like a little refreshing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that aspect. It definitely felt refreshing to move to see what other people cared about. Yeah. What they were doing, it just kept it a little fresh. What really stood out to me, well, yeah, it was the connections between the other people. Mm-hmm. I felt myself wanting to like what they liked and stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that's mm-hmm. kind of cool. Like, of course, I have my, you know, thoughts about, you know, the kind of story that they keep.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, but, like, you know, I can enjoy the fantasy, and I can see why people would really like it. It had a lot going for it.
Mm-hmm. I always liked the nature shots and...
Yeah.
How they show how the animals are connected to them and vice versa. I really like the whales. I'm not gonna lie.
And the creature designs. The creature designs are
incredible.
Well, I think these creature designs were a lot better than the first ones. Mm. I like
I don't remember too much from the first one. Besides,
the hounds and the little rhino things or whatever. Like,
yeah. For me, it's the human shit that they create. Like how we would come about. Like, as much as I hate the crab ships, I like how. Have we made shit useful? It's mm-hmm. like, oh, we would make some shit like that. we would make some shit like that. It was all believable. I liked all that stuff a lot.
Shoot, I would drink coffee out of a robot hand.
Yeah, exactly.
I would do a bicep curl with a robot hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, this doesn't do anything for me, but it looks cool.
I really liked, and it mostly deals with the technical aspect of this film, I really love the motion capture. I feel like it's, like, especially in those shadowy shots, like the dark scenes and stuff like that, it looks like I could be there. It looks like Jake and Natari could be real talking mm-hmm. in the dark, and, you know, with the fire and stuff, like in the shadows and stuff like that.
That's one of the good things about waiting 12 years to make a sequel. Yeah, right?
12 years of a render.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
That rendering, man, it takes a long fucking time.
Long time. Like I was saying, it's like they were there to film some of the shots.
Exactly.
All right. They were there with the Navi on horseback. They're like, oh, shit, the water's getting in my face. That's how some of those shots were filmed. I'm convinced.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. Some shit looked really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm. I would actually like to see more of the behind-the-scenes stuff of them filming this movie.
The Blu-ray finna go crazy.
The Blu-ray.
Features.
Yeah. See what he did? The Blu-ray?
The Blu-ray.
The Blue Manta Ray.
Blue Manta Ray.
The Navi like, edition.
The one scene that I was like really intrigued to see how they filmed it, and I think it was because of the way that the characters were interacting with their surroundings, was when they first walked through the city. They had the little like water world tarps or bridges. The little girl was jumping on them, and everybody had like the resistance of as if they were walking on that type of tarp. So I would love to see that the filming, if they design that type of like, you know, like little course for them to film on that, to get to like the actual like motion of them bouncing on the little like walkways.
Yeah, there is some really fucking talented like people yeah. that made it just like, hey, that should happen. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Like, that's wow. what I was like. It's like, how much of that is CGI? How much of that is like from the actual filming? You know what I mean? Does right, somebody yeah. in CGI have to go out and like look at kids on playgrounds walking on those wooden bridges to see the physics of it? Like how detailed did those CGI guys get, and how underpaid are they?
Hey.
Are those visual effects artists?
Yeah.
I would certainly hope that a production that takes this long would adequately pay their people. I mean, they'd have to love it as much as he does, right? To make something like that.
Of course they don't have to love it, but like, yeah.
Close enough.
And you know what? If this movie can't get people to look at the world and go, hey, maybe we should, you know,
take better care of the earth.
No. Shut up.
Nothing will. Nothing will.
It didn't do it the first time. I'm not going to do it this time. All they're going to think is like, man, it'd be really cool to be Native American, wouldn't it? Man. I want dreadlocks. Sound.
They love.
It's the Maori culture now in this movie.
Yeah.
Nah.
Hey, do you guys feel like you're giving it to them? Do you feel like you're making room for them? Let's hear the online fighting. God damn.
So I guess we can get into what we...
Yeah, but
you're not the only one who didn't. Like, I enjoyed the movie, too, for what it was.
Mm. Yeah, I could suspend myself from the, you know.
Nah, it was boring.
We know you don't like it.
Well, with that being said, we're going to move on to spoiler territory. If you haven't seen Avatar: The Way of Water, I think it's worth a watch.
I think so, too. Yeah. Go in with a fresh, empty bladder. You will have to pee.
Or... go to the bathroom, because James Cameron says it's so good you're gonna watch it multiple times.
Look, I would say I'm
which my wife took full
exactly. Just go to the bathroom. You'll come back and they'll fill you in. You won't miss much.
Exactly, you won't miss much.
She took full advantage of that. She went like three times.
See, you have to know when to, like, when they start doing the music and they start doing the scene, like the compilation of, oh, this is what it looks like. Look at all the water. Look at all the. That's when you go to the restroom.
Wow,
you gotta go and go quick. No, I think you could wait to watch this at home, like on a Sunday, you know, having it in the background a little bit.
Stuff. Damn, background noise?
Yeah, background noise. It is.
How dare you? How dare you?
Look, it's just...
he's trying to tell a story.
Tell me, we're in that section of the review now. Say your piece. What you mean, background noise? Say your piece, King. Go ahead, man. What you got? What you
like,
got?
This movie, like, I feel like it feels... a lot more soulless to me than the last film. And granted, I do like the connections. I like the interconnection of the characters and everything. But, like, I don't feel anything for anyone or what happened to anyone. Like, when the sun died at the end and everything, I did not care. When Jake Sully and them were in the fucking ship that was going down like Titanic because, you know, I did Titanic. I don't feel for these characters. As many as there are, and maybe they're even more well written than the last time we were with these characters, I just still don't feel anything for them. So that's why I feel like this is it's nothing.
I see what you mean. They really didn't do a good job of having us, maybe even connecting us with these new characters they gave us.
Like, because it felt like, especially in the beginning, like how they opened up, it just felt like, oh, remember, you know who Jake. You know who Jake and Natari? You know them. Like, he starts talking and shit. Like, who the fuck are
you? I was more connected to Spider than anybody else, because at least, like, he was trying to be somebody. No, he was trying to be somebody. He was out there doing his best, and everybody else
was literally trying to be somebody.
Yeah. It felt like everyone else was kind of just there, and Spider didn't need to be there, but he was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not in, like, a bad way. Like, oh, we didn't need this character. Like, he literally didn't need to be there, but he chose to be there.
Yeah, like, he had no choice. Like, when you say he really didn't have any choice. Like, he was just... he stuck there as this true outsider.
Yeah.
They tried to paint the younger son as this outsider outcast.
But you have one.
But the actual real outsider
the perfect
is
one, yeah, right here.
Yeah, it's his dad.
It's a little, yeah.
I don't like how he could have just... actually given his would-be father the cold shoulder the whole time, but when he was warming up to this group of evil Marine veterans, I don't like that. I didn't like that part.
It was
what would the alternative be? He is an outsider. These are the actual people that are... It is his father, whether he likes it or not. He's still going to be conflicted at it.
He was so open to doing it. I think they're the enemy. They're the enemy.
If he loved the Nami people, he would never do this.
Like, even if, like, I think the point is this, but, like, even if, you know, it's natural, like, maybe that would have happened and everything. It's just, no matter what, it doesn't feel right for him to, like, oh, you don't know nothing? Oh, let me show you, Dad. You know, let me show you how to talk. You don't know how to talk like this, Dad.
Let me show you how to hunt and kill my family.
We're kind of dead. You talk like a 3-year-old. Then, let me teach you how to talk properly.
And then for, like, an evil soldier colonel guy, he's, like, you know, he's, like, relating to his son. Like, oh, that's not how you say that. Like, oh, is it really? Oh, should I say it more nasally? Like,
he was working on.
Yeah?
He was working on.
But, yeah. No, but he was also, like...
he was falling for it.
I mean, sure, yeah, but, like, he was working on. The dude has charisma.
I feel like it would have been really nice to have him in the first film.
Is that,
like,
the Cameron twist? Were we supposed to be questioning this father-son bonding?
No, I think this. No. I think that's a studio beat that they were like that. It's kind of like a beat where they're like, eventually they're gonna work to this sergeant having to change of heart because
Yeah.
This is, you know, from the beginning, he's like, oh, I'm not him. He died. I'm reborn as his Navi. But what is, I don't understand his drive if he doesn't consider himself that guy anymore, but he's still working for this entity that.
Yeah, because he's a soldier. He's brainwashed.
But why he's not that guy anymore?
No, but it's one of those things. I feel like you say this thing, but that doesn't mean that you actually
believe it.
It doesn't mean anything. Like he says it as a talking point to go like, oh yeah, he's not that guy, but he doesn't really believe that.
Yeah,
like I can tell. Like he, no matter what he says, like yeah, I'm a Navi, and I'm that guy died. I'm not him. He is. No matter what.
I feel like this movie, like I said, this movie feels like an interlude because it's setting up just what the third movie is actually going to be about. I feel like the third movie, I'm going on a limb now to make little predictions, but I feel like the third movie is going to involve him having a change of heart and aligning himself with the Navis to be with his son.
Yeah.
We're going to see development of Kitty's powers. Whatever those may be.
Totally.
And some kind of.
You're going to turn into the Navi Raven.
Yeah. And it's going to be. Yeah. And it's going to be some kind of like Sojourner Weaver like comeback. And she's going to come in. I hope she rides one of those skeletons and she, like in Aliens 3.
She's going to be a true avatar and Yahweh's going to speak through her body.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
she's going to speak through her.
Not through any of the natives. Start glowing.
Yeah. Not through any of the natives. Yep. Never.
That is what this movie is. That's why I feel like it's very interlude like. We're setting up all these bigger issues by placing this like path on different characters that they are going to take.
Maybe this movie was so big that they had to split it up into two. I want to do a 6-hour film. Like you can't, James. We can't.
Hell,
have
for all we know, this is still Avatar 1. For all we know, it's like Avatar 2.
I mean, I mean, they literally went out of their way to make so many things in this movie relate to the first movie. Yeah. Like, all the people that were annoying in the first movie, somebody just as annoying in this movie. Like, ship dude.
Yeah.
Well, I hated him.
Not only that, like, they still include the people from the first movie, but in a very minor role. Like, you're supposed to remember who these people exactly are 12 years afterwards, right? Mm. So this feels like it's supposed to be like right after it, right?
Yeah.
Feels like it's supposed to be like a continuation. I wouldn't be surprised if the next Avatar came out as Avatar 2.
And now we're into
some Kingdom Hearts type shit.
It's 2.5.
Why not? Yeah. I mean, yeah, it feels like it's a little scrapbook, like the in between. I see what you mean.
But like overall, like this will be my last like little like nitpick, or not nitpick, but how I felt about the story and everything. Like, that's what stand out to me. Like, it's a very pretty film. It's very pretty. We've already talked up the CGI, and it's great. It looks great, but there's nothing behind the eyes, and there's nothing there for me to care. That's like.
How dare you? I wish you could read James Cameron's quote, what he said. I feel like you would understand it better if you could read the quote.
It's not the fact that I don't understand it, so I don't
care.
No,
you clearly don't understand. Oh, okay. Because didn't read the quote.
I did read the quote. You're pulling up the quote.
I'm pulling up the quote.
Because I feel like you'd be complete if you read the quote. You know.
So we remiss to not touch on the slight. Well, it's just maybe slight for us, not slight for other people. Other people is major controversy that has followed this film. Director James Cameron went on record and made a statement regarding comparing. So this movie has major, major key points relating to colonialism,
just like
capitalism,
military industrial complex,
all the
things,
woke things that James Cameron is making a movie about. He came out and made a statement regarding the Lakota people, I believe.
Jiminy Jokers. What did he say?
And I quote, "I felt like I was 130 years back in time watching the Lakota Sioux. I felt like I was 130 years back in time watching what the Lakota Sioux might have been saying at the point when they were being pushed and they were being killed and they were being asked to displace and they were being given some form of compensation. This was a driving force for me in writing of Avatar. I couldn't help but think that if they, the Lakota Sioux, had a time window and they could see the future and they could see their kids committing suicide at high rates in the nation, because they were hopeless and they were a dead end society, which is happening now, they would have fought a lot harder.
Wow. That was James Cameron. Do you understand the vision now?
James Cameron's that, vision.
Do you think I'm glad that, you said are that. You reconsidering your stance on the movie now?
Oh, huh? That I should care?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about that? I'm sorry. Just go on. I just wanted to make sure that was known.
I know. I was like, yeah.
Maybe if they knew they were going to die, they'd fight harder.
I mean, look.
If I would have known I would have got that grade at the end, I would have studied more.
What
the fuck are we saying, James?
Is it bad that now I kind of, the first thing when he said that, all I'm thinking about, like, what if he did this, but then did another group of people? You know, and then just
why not?
And then, like, you know, if they would have just known, like, listen, how society would have turned out for, you know, the other group of people,
if only,
listen, if only how they would have fought.
I mean, it you just know, sound like
I
a
mean,
choice
400 some, years, right?
I mean, 4 years is maybe
sounds like a choice to me.
Yeah, that's
yeah, Kanye was right.
Kanye West executive producer.
Oh my god, he would.
Christ, yeah. I'm sorry to have interrupted your thought while you're going through, but I feel like that was important to let the people know.
I know, but like, I don't know why. Like these two films, and I know this. I know James is very passionate about his Avatar films.
Very.
He wants to tell this story, but this story has been told better multiple times in the past, and that's the problem. And without needing a 3-hour runtime, and he keeps acting like he's like inventing the wheel when the wheel has already been invented multiple times over in better ways. Like this isn't, besides the fact that maybe his wheel looks prettier, that's pretty much like, and that's the and the thing is, I've seen him make better movies, so I'm like,
when? No, I can't. Just kidding. Go on.
So I'm like, I'm wondering, okay, you're a filmmaker, you start from the bottom, you know how important film, I mean, like, the story of film is, not the technical, not the big flashy shit, because no matter how much flashy shit is there is in the film, you have to work on what actually matters, and that's the story. And I'm trying to figure out, where's this important story that I feel like he thinks he's telling?
Yeah, it ain't.
That's
the development wasn't there. Like I said at the beginning, it's a plateau from the first one. There is no advancement to the story. The story is being retold again in a different scenario with different animals.
Like in a different planet.
Yeah. It's the same planet. They're just off the coast.
No, you're right. Yeah. Oh, you're talking. Yeah.
Like it's literally the same story as the first one.
Right. Although the only difference is like, why did we need to go over here and get the water tribes fucked up? Like, why do we need to do that?
I just want
to
know why they thought that they fought last time and that was a good thing and they won. So why did Jake Sully think that, no, now we don't fight?
Yeah. So there was this, the one thing that I kind of like didn't care for that I thought it was a useless plot point was the new valuable resource.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the new valuable resource. Last time we had your favorite element, which is what?
Unobtainium. Unobtainium, son.
Unobtainium. See, forgot about
see,
it.
See, that was peak.
You got to get that cheddar. You got to get that cheddar.
You can't beat unobtainium.
Did you guys like that video, by the way, that showed them, but somehow they were like much older and like less bigger than they were before?
Yeah.
No.
But that was in the past.
I love it.
That's crazy.
I didn't even see that.
You know, when the video when the Marine woke up and saw the guys in the first
movie. I love
movie,
how
they were older.
I really like the fact that with all that CGI, they didn't think to make them, you know, they used that on the.
No.
You're not, it's been 12 years. You don't remember what
you're not going to remember. Like, exactly.
True. Did the Navis look like Matthew McConaughey to anybody else?
Sam. Just Sam's character. Just a lead character.
Jake Sully?
Yeah. Just a lead one.
Not the Admiral?
No, he looked like. Fucking, he looked pretty charming. I'm not gonna lie. As a Navi, my man was.
Yeah.
My man was.
He's relatable. I saw his big old eyes.
I was like, oh my god.
Yeah. So we went from unobtainium to now we're
ambergris.
We're no longer tackling the stealing of resources. Now we are going to talk about whaling.
We're taking for whaling, yes, sir.
And the new resource now is a pineal gland that they steal out of these whales.
Brain butter.
They give them the brain drain.
The whale butter.
They're
supposed to halt aging
completely.
It doesn't matter what it does. The fact is, they just won it because the first movie had a thing.
Yeah. But, well, you know, all of this.
This is probably straight up. This is probably my biggest gripe with the whole movie. They're supposed to have this, like the water tribe. They're supposed to have this big connection with the whales, right? They're their kin. They talk to each other. They're their friends.
Which that was kind of delivered at breakneck speed.
It was, and what was also delivered at breakneck speed was their attitude towards the knowledge of the whales being hunted by people. They said it was happening over there, so it's not our concern.
They did say that.
We knew what was happening.
But it was over there past the mountains.
And now it's in our backyard, and we cannot ignore this anymore.
We must fight.
We must fight now, because we can see it.
That was my biggest gripe.
Yeah.
The whales are like their kin. They're brothers and sisters. But don't you know the relationship that they have with them? That was their own lines.
But we only get mad when they get beat up in our backyard.
Yeah.
If they're across town, you shouldn't have been over there.
That's it.
I mean, you shouldn't have been over there.
Okay,
what's over there for you?
What's
over there for y'all?
What you do in your own time is your problem.
Man.
But when you're in our backyard, we got to protect.
We won't have it.
We will not let this stand.
We won't let this stand.
We will not have it all.
No, like they made these whales like they start like. They start to say like they're very emotional. They are intelligent. They have music. They make. They have culture and language. They actually talk to the Navi like a regular conversation. Like they made it out like this was some. This is a thing that we should just accept.
Yeah, this movie.
I mean, why not?
This movie turned into Dr. Dolittle really, really fast. Straight up.
And I love how they went through so much detail to show like the only thing they didn't say was is that in fact it feels so intimately. That it can feel everything, but like times 10. See? So we're hurting it. Don't you see how we're hurting it?
We're hurting
it. Beautiful.
They're like basically people.
Yeah.
They're
just literally... And we're just cutting its brain. Like,
man, it fits with the whole movie's motif about the connection that the Na'vi have with nature and other animals. And if they can talk with nature, why not the other animals?
I like
just as smart as them.
That's fair, but it was why can't they talk to the fucking the sky
that,
raptors?
I mean, yeah, the things that they connect their fucking brain to.
They're not smart.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
that's like saying a blue jay is smart as a killer whale.
I wouldn't know.
You could have said dolphin.
All right, cool, dolphin.
Oh, speaking of that, also, so not only did James Cameron teach, the which tribe was that again?
The water tribe.
I'll just say the
aqua tribe.
I mean, I'll just say not only did James Cameron give an infomercial for what Native Americans should have done,
but
he also showed the dolphins what they should have done, and the whales what they should have done too when people were whale hunting.
They should kill people.
They should team up with a white military man.
Yeah.
And then befriend them, and then they will eventually save them.
Yeah.
They
should, because apparently the whales, the Took, I do remember their name, the Took, they made a vow of nonviolence. They don't kill people.
They're pussies.
Yeah, they don't fight back or anything. They even the people who are hunting them down, do they fight back? And he's like, why don't they try fighting back or anything? They're like, nah, they just let it happen.
They're noble.
If they fight back, then they'll be...
Exiled.
Yeah, because killing is bad.
Yeah, killing
for
no,
them.
No, killing. Yeah, exactly. And what he's trying to say, and that's why they have PyCon, which the only thing that came to my head was Dragon Ball Z. But like PyCon, he kept, he chose violence, and he was right. You're supposed to fight back.
It's all this strong.
This I see the theme here is about fighting back. Why didn't you fight back, Native Americans?
Straight up.
Why aren't you fighting back, dolphins?
Why aren't you fighting back, dolphins?
Yeah, dolphins.
Nature, why aren't you fighting back?
Yeah, why aren't you fighting? Well,
like
nature.
That fucking meme video.
Yeah.
Fight back!
So, what did you guys think about the third act? The climax of the movie where the final battle takes place. I had an issue towards the end because the tribe disappeared.
Straight up. They just evaporated.
Gone.
They went into their huts. They closed the doors. But then again, maybe they're tending to their families because, their houses got set on fire.
It was all part of the plan, bro. It was all part of the plan. They said, this motherfucker Jake Sully thinks we're going to fight for him.
Jake Sully.
Look, all right, everybody, follow him. And then when he goes in, turn around.
Back it up.
Like, they enacted the battle. Everything ended, and then everybody disappeared.
Yeah, there was this whole ship going down. Obviously, Jake and
wouldn't
Terry.
That be where you finish the job?
No, they got their families out.
They got the. See, we're done here.
Yeah,
we're like the ship is capsizing. The whales are fine.
Yeah,
we're fine.
We got our people out.
We got our people
I
out.
I think we're done here.
Yeah.
Nobody realized that the Water Princess wasn't
who
with the tribe.
Nope. No.
Who?
Nope. She's good.
We can make another.
She can fend for herself.
The prince, the queen is pregnant with child. We'll be all right.
Yeah. Like I love how fucking. Haido looked over to me and told me about, like, man, that I can only imagine what that meant. Because you see the pregnant queen while she's fighting everything, she's flying all over the place.
She is jumping all over the place. She's
jumping all over the place, and that baby is having a hell of a ride in there.
That bitch hit the wall. Just ding, 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 ding. Baby fucking comes out with CTE. Oh, my God.
Or better yet, he's actually like piling his mom.
Oh my god!
Little meat Gundam, Attack on Titan.
Exactly.
Gosh.
This movie made some weird choices when it came to like stylistically.
Yeah.
We talked about the crabs earlier.
I love those crab robots.
They had
the crab marines.
Crab.
They made it a focus point to introduce, when they introduced the colonel as in his new Navi form.
Yeah.
To introduce him to his new boss, who is kicking the shit out of his punching bag while sitting on the Gundam.
Yeah.
And they proceed to just have her do everything as a normal human being inside the stilt robot, such as drink coffee.
Yeah.
Using the robot hand to put it in her mouth. Now, Clarence thought it was a fantastic thing that they did. I have no idea how the fuck that big ass robot hand grabbed that little ass cup.
It doesn't make sense.
I'm saying, if Shaq does it every morning, so can this robot.
That's different though. Shaq has fingers.
So it's
a
robot.
And they're his real hands, so I don't know. It just seems a little useless. I don't know.
I like the fact that they kind of brought in a kind of, in my opinion, a little bit of a world-breaking element into the story, into the world, of the fact that people can just not die anymore, I guess. Like, as long as you back up your memory, you can just
it's Krakoa.
Come back. It is.
And soon it will fall.
It's Krakoa.
Just
shut
wait
up.
A minute. Time out. What? Okay, so in this movie, they said Earth is dying.
Yeah, Earth is. That was a very just like a thrown out statement. Yeah, Earth is dying.
Well, they mentioned it in the first movie.
How much of that whale juice do they need to like not care about Earth dying, since they turn humans into immortals?
Well, they don't care because they're immortals now. So,
yeah.
It's cool.
Like
they made $88 million.
Yeah, and they didn't show anybody who like actually used the brain drain juice to be immortal.
Oh, it's kind of like they never showed Earth at all, or anything they ever like mentioned or anything like that.
Again, like, when they mentioned that, they start kind of building a city with the allude to them colonizing this planet now. But they never go back and touch on it again.
No.
So, this, like I said, this movie just feels like a fucking interlude.
Like this.
Right.
Like,
the more I think about it, like, this is all just shit that they're planning to show in the next movie. Like, we're going to have cities.
Are the next movies
everybody's
be
moving
on
in
Earth?
Here. No, I think everybody's moving into Pandora because Earth is dying.
Yeah.
So now they're going to colonize it, and they're going to try to probably terraform it and
but
change
if they got,
the
if they got
the
five
atmosphere.
Movies.
Yeah, they
at least one of them's got to be on Earth, right?
No.
You'll never see Earth, Clarence.
Can I quote you?
Huh?
Yes.
Can I quote you?
Yes.
Okay.
Hell, you can quote me too. I don't think we'll ever see Earth.
Exactly. And shit, at one point, I'm sure all the cast will be replaced by Na'vi actors.
It would have been the easiest.
The sooner the better. The sooner the better.
They could have just started the movie with like the colonel coming back and him being on Earth and like, all right, you got a new mission. I'm going to go to fucking Pandora and then go to Pandora. Just to show some Earth. But they didn't. They gave us the same military mech shot. The same one. The same pan.
I thought I was watching Starship Troopers, God damn it. Oh, I was so happy.
It was Starship Troopers the first time. It's just fucking.
She was in the background curling. I was like, this is an 80s movie.
Yeah.
Curling with the bionic arm.
Yeah.
Like,
this is the movie where, those military scenes felt like such a fucking like 80s like ramp up. Like I just needed some synths in the background.
Don't
and some,
all
like,
military scenes feel that way.
This one felt special.
This one seems like a rip, like a straight crop from like an 80s like If you were to replace him with Arnold Schwarzenegger and a Navi with a Predator, it would have been the same fucking, like...
It would have been cooler.
Or two equally buff, sweaty men if you replace the two.
I want to see all oily Marines with all, like, beaters and tank tops on.
Yeah. I don't understand why the girl had to have her tattoos.
Yeah, where did like, they put the tattoos on my body?
Like, yeah, I want the tattoos that I had in the previous life that I don't claim anymore because that life is dead. I want those tattoos on my Navi skin.
Yo, where did these... They were Navi for like 10 seconds. Where did these motherfuckers get Oakleys from? They had fucking Oakleys on. Like,
you think that wasn't part of the package?
Of course it was. They're, you know who these people are. You know who these ones are. I was like, oh my God. Dude, it's so annoying.
Yeah.
I think... I'm trying to think of one of the gripes I had with the movie.
Their constant disrespect to the Navis. Constant disrespect. How are they going to get into these Avatar suits and then try and sneak around wearing combat boots? Wearing size 42 combat boots.
The worth.
Am I supposed to walk around barefoot? Fuck you.
Right, fuck that. If you're I don't like to be, trees
if,
on my feet.
If you want to sneak around and blend in, hell yeah.
Nah, no. You ain't blending in.
No. You're right.
You
you're
wear
right.
shades.
We'll just wear camo for no reason.
Look.
You're wearing shades in the jungle.
We'll take all the benefits of a Navi being tall, angelic,
but I ain't no Mexican.
But yeah, I ain't gonna fucking wear the fucking. Yeah, I'm not gonna rep the culture.
Yeah, fuck that. I just want their traits.
What's next? You want me to get my lip disced?
Yeah.
If it calls for it, son. All right.
So, is there anything you actually liked from the movie?
Oh, you talking about me?
Yeah you. No, I didn't like it.
Oh, I told you the motion capture for the face. The face motion capture. I like that. Like it went, like I said, every time that they were having like Jake was talking to Tari and everything, I like that.
Was there any story beat that actually like kind of pulled at you and maybe made you think, okay, I want to explore this?
Oh my God, did I feel anything?
None?
No. Man, it's cold. Ice
not
cold.
For me. No.
Okay.
Ice, two ice colds.
No, there is one. Not it didn't pull me, but I am interested. So I'm interested to see where that goes because I'm sure she's going to be a main character. Kitty.
Yeah.
I like Kitty.
Same. Yeah. Same.
Like, I want to see where that goes.
Where her druid powers go. Yeah. I want to see how she is the reincarnation of Sigourney Weaver because you know that's what she is.
Yeah, she is.
She is Jesus. Kitty is Jesus.
She
was born from the union of Pandora and Sigourney Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
And
just like the rest of her family, she's special.
Yep, Ripley 2.0.
Why not?
You know, it makes sense because didn't their Earth God like make these people who were previously human into one of them just somehow like bio merge them into new beings? So why wouldn't they be infected with the spirit of this Earth?
Right. I was gonna say like, do you think that? Oh my gosh, she's gonna be Jesus. That's why the question
there you of her, is,
who
it hit
her on who her father is. It's like who's her father? She doesn't have one.
Hey,
the Earth.
Hey, hey. Sometimes it's not important to know who your dad is.
That's what I'm saying. He said that, and then 20 minutes later, he's sucking his dick.
Like,
God,
there's not enough. Honestly, that's my gripe. There's not enough hate for Spider in this room right now.
Oh,
I hated Spider.
Spider is honestly, I don't hate Spider because I don't hate Spider because Spider's what I expected.
I mean, yeah, it's what you expect. I mean,
from director James Cameron, who feels like the fucking native people could have, they knew how strong and how their future would be and everything. If only if I could be right there with them.
That would be James Cameron.
Yeah. And there he is.
He's like, I'm down for the cause.
I'm down for the cause.
But then, like, they put a little microwave on his stem, and he's like, okay.
Oh.
That's where they're at.
But the best part.
But I love him, though. Don't hurt him, though.
No, free my man, Spider. Turn him into a Navi. Free
no, yeah, no, yes. no, no,
my,
no,
I, we, okay.
no. No, no, no. He does not get to join the culture.
Free my man, Spider.
He poisoned you.
This isn't Wakanda.
I didn't say it was Wakanda.
The Navi will take anyone, apparently.
So. I mean, clearly, and they will keep getting their villages burned. Yep. Haven't they learned from
Jake?
They
never learn anything.
He's like, but Jake, please do not bring your war here. He's like, I won't.
Does.
But Jake, you have brought your war here, so we won't fight for you.
I like how instead of even like blaming Jake even a little bit, they're like, we're going to fight. And Jake's like, stop, stop, stop. We shouldn't fight. We need to leave. No. Jake, did you say we're going to leave? Yes, you need to leave, just like I did. You need to run away.
Just run away, because they're going
to
kill us.
What happened to the first tribe that they left?
Nothing.
No.
They left the tribe, and they were like, okay, well, even though we wanted this shit here, I guess we don't really care. Let's just go find Jake.
No, like, as soon
they
as...
They did not bother the tree tribes at all. They just left them alone.
If somehow they got some sort of lead, like, they said, like, oh, there's some activity over here in the islands. We need to go over there. Yeah, so they completely...
They found an unmarked military bird in that area. Yeah. So they said, we don't know exactly where it's going, but if you follow its flight path, it comes across these islands. So let's check over here.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But wow. They know where they are. Like, there's a big floating islands.
They knew they had villages there.
Yeah, knew over there. They just
completely skipped over.
Yeah, their only job was to hunt
the jungle
down
at all. Yeah.
I was like, but wouldn't they all attack the areas? Shouldn't you burn it all? I don't know.
Why would only that place have, like, the sky place have, like, a hive, you know, response? If somebody who was not supposed to be there goes over there, they get attacked.
Because fish can't fly.
Shut up.
Yes, it can. We saw crocodiles fly.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, the birds can attack the ships. The fish would have to jump out of the water and go up to get the ships.
You think James Cameron can't make up a random animal to jump out the water?
He
made up a bass snake. That's what it was, right?
He made a winged crocodile. Are we forgetting about these crocodiles or flying?
I don't know, bro. Flying creatures could get it done.
I like how they tried to, like, set up this thing that, like, evil military guy, I keep forgetting his name.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. He was trying to, oh, we got to learn how to be Na'vi. We got to speak the language.
He's going native.
They said that, and then completely threw that away. They didn't, like what did they use? For? I mean, besides, like, him getting a bird.
Yeah, that was it.
They could have just said, can we get a bird?
We didn't get an exact timeline for how much time they were spending on trying to brush up on their languages.
But it wasn't.
It was 30
like
minutes.
It must have been, like, a week at most.
No, but even then, like, the results weren't there. Like, all they did was, like, oh, well, you can just be our... As soon as they said, like, we got to learn the language a little bit more, blah, 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 they're like, well, we have you. Let's just use you.
And not only that, but every time we'd make a radio call with Jake, we're talking to him in English. So it's like, why are we learning the language? We're just threatening him in English.
Yeah.
He can clearly understand us.
Wouldn't Jake know English?
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, why add the segment that we're learning the language if he clearly responds to English?
Because they got
to
set up the story of him going native.
No, we just needed another reason to bring Spider along so he can stab us in the back.
Why you hate Spider?
Because he betrayed the fucking tribe. What do you mean every time? He led them right to him. He didn't even try. He said, they're right over here.
He was in the enemy. Like, I'm just saying, he was locked up.
He took them exactly where everybody was at.
He didn't make it difficult for them.
Not at all.
Stop blaming Sacagawea, not Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
He was down for the cause. He should have slit his own throat.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
I don't want to hear y'all look at me different, like, at all. For like a couple weeks.
Your takes are outrageous. My man's sitting here screaming.
I never called for someone to unalive themselves.
I didn't say that's what he should have done. But if he was down, he's sitting here screaming and hollering.
So let's be clear.
He was in here screaming and hollering at the window like he doesn't understand English.
If you gang, you gang.
That's what I'm saying.
Look, he did say, like, he put up a fight, like, when they were interrogating him.
How did they get to the Na'vi?
How did they get to the Na'vi?
Spider said 1, 2, 3, 4.
He didn't say they were there. They're already following him.
They follow him there, right?
No, they didn't follow him there.
He's right. All he did was take them to the birds. They followed
anything else.
He's teaching them how to speak the language.
He's showing them their location.
That's not what you said.
He didn't show them the location.
He's trying to bond with the father he doesn't like.
Yeah.
Let him do it.
Like, he didn't, like,
at the cost of what?
At the cost of something that he never had.
Like, the location
and something he never should have because of his actions. I'm sorry, man. Spider was wild, bro.
I can't believe y'all are saying this. Spider didn't show them the location.
Yes, he did.
They wouldn't have found it
without his help.
Are you kidding? First, he found the villages where he already knew that they were there.
So check one.
So he went there.
No, he didn't. He showed them.
Spot me.
They knew where the villages were on the islands.
I mean, they
knew where they were. And they said there was 100 of them. Like, okay, we're going to check all 100 of them. So
every 100 village knew where Sully was,
and they decided not to tell him. And then he was like, oh, okay, I know how we can get them out. Let's attack whales until they come out. And then they did. Spider, and then they came out.
Spider gave him the tip.
Spider didn't get no tip.
Spider gave him the tip.
Spider didn't do shit.
The only thing Spider did was lead them to the little flying thing.
Spider is a culture vulture, and he should never feel welcome in the tribe again.
He didn't even leave them there. That was the same area.
I'm not kidding for this white kid, yo. No. You guys keep doing this.
I'm not saying, look. I'm not saying
he's
not.
Spider's out of here.
It's not, I'm just saying, if you want to, look, I'm not saying Spider isn't problematic in general. That's the point. He's James Cameron. It's funny. But if you're going to blame him for something he is, if you're going to blame him for something, at least blame for something he actually did. He didn't do anything. He didn't, like, give them a location. He barely helped them.
Had a camera in his breathing mask. You know what he was doing most of the time?
What are we talking?
Yeah, remember when they said that? They said, we're putting a camera in your breathing apparatus. You remember that, right?
No, it was a tracker. It was a tracker.
And you know what he was doing? He was wearing it around the tribe when he got to them, and never brought it up. He said, hey, he never said, hey, I'm being tracked. Like, he was with them the whole time.
What are you talking about?
Talking about Spider's betrayal. The death
Spider
of his
never
betrayal.
Betrayed.
Here's the problem with that this is one of those. So earlier I praised this movie for having a lot of interactions that paid off and a lot of growing. This movie also had a lot of plot points and plot bits that were just thrown at you and then never brought again.
Yeah.
This is one of those that I think James Cameron forgot. He said that thing was being tracked. I'm pretty sure James Cameron himself was like, oh shit, there's a tracker that can't in there? Meh.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It can't hit too hard. It's still in
there. He still got that mask on when the movie ended. It's still there.
Exactly.
It's still there.
That's what he's getting at, but I don't
think
it
really actually.
Spider forgot about it.
Spider forgot. I don't think
James Cameron forgot.
I don't think he forgot.
I forgot.
I did.
So we're talking about it right now. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right.
I was like, Chris, don't that thing still got a tracker on it? And he said, shh.
My man is live broadcasting all the tribes for the Sky People to come.
Hey man, Twitch, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He'll probably win the streamer award before the people are burned at the stake. Good on him.
Look, they will forgive him.
No, it's cool. He's a cool little character. I understand why he was in the movie. I know.
He is.
Don't know free, who.
Spider has body dysmorphia. He needs to be put in his proper shell and his proper gender as a Na'vi.
Oh my God. Okay.
He identifies as Na'vi. Why won't you?
No more.
He's transracial.
Stop.
He's transracial.
What are you talking about? That's what this whole movie is about.
It is
100%. If it worked for Jack, it could work for him.
Listen,
so he's transracial and people want
to. Sully's transracial, right? But also decide to take other races and be like,
hey,
no,
Sully's not the same. He's the chosen one. He's a guy.
Free
he's
my man, Spider.
He's a prophet. He wrote the horse, bro. He wrote the special horse.
Give him his hormones. He needs it.
Yeah. I also like the chill. I also don't like the whole like plot line, how they trying to make me believe that like Kitty is crazy. Like, oh, she's having seizures and everything. She thinks, like, she's the special.
She had one seizure.
She had one seizure. Like, she had one seizure. And then they were like, oh, you see that, you know, the neural shit and everything and her frontal lobe and everything? Something's going on. She's crazy. Sorry. Like, she doesn't believe.
I just don't get it. I'm not connecting with it.
She's not connected to the... She thinks she has these grandiose, like, hallucinations and stuff, but it's not real. But it is real.
Yeah.
Like, it's happening all the time around her.
I mean, what would human science know about Na'vis anyway?
True.
Apparently a lot.
I mean, they made Na'vi bodies.
The first thing they did was call the human scientist.
I mean, straight up.
And then the medicine woman came out there and sucked the evil out of her back.
Oh my God. She said,
I guess I'm not needed here. She said, nah, you were the medicine woman. Everybody out. And she said.
She poked holes in her stomach and started breathing them out.
That's acupuncture, man. Acupuncture.
Did it work?
Yeah, she did it with a toothpick. I saw it.
Yeah, she poked it.
She did three on each side and then sucked it out of her belly button.
I mean, there was one take where it looked like I thought they stabbed Jake. You know what I mean?
When?
When he said that the leader has to die, so then they stabbed him, right? Like, it looked like they stabbed him.
Metaphorical.
No, he punched him and then sliced across to draw blood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looked like a metaphorical killing.
I would not have blamed you because the way they did it, he's dead. Like, oh shit, they stabbed Jake or sliced him up.
They did that callback when she killed Spider. She did the same thing. Spider's dead. Now he is one of us now. She pretty much adopted him while throwing him to the side.
Yeah.
It's a callback.
I'm with you.
Hey. Just a
if she accepts them, why can't you?
Patooey?
I spit on it. I spit on it. I spit on that bond. It's false.
With that being said, out of any final thoughts that we have going around before we give a rating.
All right, my final thought, like it's probably going to be the only thought I ever have, like the whole Avatar franchise. I am always happy that people enjoy this movie, but like, be real with yourself. This is an animated movie. If you read books, read comic books, watch Shut cartoons, up. Nothing. There's nothing Shut new
up.
Here.
Shut up.
For you.
Shut up. Shut up.
Let him continue his take.
It always boggles my mind that when people watch Avatar and they get their mind boggled, it's like you said before, it's nothing new. We've been here before.
Yeah. And then and as we've been here before, people will continue to ignore the fact that everything is not real and animated, and they're gonna like, but this is live action.
Yeah.
Just like
that's it. This movie, treat the movie the way it is. This is an animated movie. Don't lie to yourself. Respect animation.
But there's real people in it.
This,
so
this came action. From the same people who said like, hey, let's make a live action Lion King, and they just CGI the. It's just animated.
And they gave you CGI cats.
Yeah, that may had no emotion.
Let's not put Lion King or cats.
They're owned by the same company.
Keep them separate. Keep them They're separate. Not separate. Just like the tribes. Keep them separate.
That's like my only thought about the movie. Otherwise, you know, it's still a decent movie. I can't say it's not a decent movie.
Will The Rock be on the next one or the fourth one?
Whichever one he's in, he's taking
the Rock. The Rock will be at the end of the third one, and he will be the chief leader of the Rock. There'll be like a council. There'll be like a Navi council.
He'll be the rock yes, leader of the yes. Rocks.
There will be a Navi council, and he will be the head of the Navi council because he will be the only one with muscle mass.
I don't think that the ego of James Cameron and the ego of The Rock can like actually be in the same place at the same time. Yeah. I don't think they could work together.
James Cameron might be bigger than you think, man.
No, I mean ego wise, I think James is like way up. Like that's what The Rock strives for, but he's not gonna be able to bend the knee.
They're gonna fight, then James Cameron's gonna bring out his actual Navi suit.
Listen, that's James Cameron. That's not Vin Diesel.
You think he ain't got one in the back?
He fucking loads himself up. All right, I got you, Rock. Give me a second.
Hold on.
I'm saying, man, you think he ain't got one? I know he got one.
I know he got one.
One?
For now.
I think he has one?
Okay. He has one for every tribe. He's got one that
works for him. They're all coded. It's coded to unique signatures.
Race. Stop.
So he only got one for him, and he's working on one for his wife so they can make their own race.
Oh, my God. All right. I thought the movie... had a lot going on. Overall, I can suspend, you know, I can suspend from the narrative and just, you know, sure, it's a fun little cool cutscene that I would have otherwise skipped. You know, it looks very pretty.
Did you have fun though?
I mean, there are times where I was, you know, holding my breath for the kids' safety, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God. Oh.
That's what I actually cared about.
Yeah.
The actual kids. Everybody else was.
He was so moody, such teen angst. I loved it. All right, his little bangs.
I just wish I remembered his name.
It doesn't matter. not that much.
You're right. I don't know any of the kids' names.
I just remember Kitty and Spider.
I just remember Spider. That's it.
Their names are simple and to the point.
I just think that, you know, I mean, it's, you know, I think it's a really, really good movie? No. But, like, this is what people say is real cinema. It's not a superhero movie. It's somebody's original idea. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have somebody a monkey on his back telling him to not do this, to edit this, and do that. It's his unbridled fucking vision.
Brain baby.
So, you know, if you don't want more of the soup, you gotta rock with that. No matter how soulless you think it is, this is what he wants to show you. So... take it for what it is, or you know, go back to watching.
We'll see you Black in Adam. We'll see you in what's that shit called? Quantumverse.
Quantumania.
Yeah, we'll see you in Quantumania.
Quantumania 95. And I'm totally down for all that shit too. I'm just saying, like, this is what they're saying is. Shut up. They're saying this is what the individuals are watching. This is the free. This is the real film. Yeah. So you know. Take it what it is.
I guess with that being said, any hopes for the franchise moving forward?
No. Sure. Why not?
Die.
What would you want the next movies to have to improve on this?
An ending.
Damn.
Damn. My man is cold. No,
I'm sorry. Okay.
No, speak on it.
Clarence, how's it feel to be on that, on the other end of somebody shitting on something completely.
Whoa, shit. It feels good.
No, okay.
It feels good to be the optimistic person for once.
It feels good only because I get to feed off of somebody else's negativity. Ah. My own. Okay. It's a different flavor, you know? It's like a spicy strawberry.
I hope you love it.
I do.
Yeah, okay.
It tastes like whale butter.
The next one.
That whale butter.
Got the butter on it.
That cranial grist.
What I want is actually what we've talked about that felt missing from like the world itself.
Did we talk about the grist? Like what it does?
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, man, we talked about it.
Just like the movie, we've been talking for a minute.
Yeah.
Go on, sir.
No, I just want to see more of the world, not just another area, and we stayed in that one area, and that's it. And I want to see Earth. Like, I want to expand a little bit of, like, what's this all leading up to?
Mm.
So I want, granted, I know it's cliche, but I want a actual, like, setup that's supposed to set up, a setup that sets up multiple movies, like, supposed to span from multiple, because he's going to get them. So let's stop. He doesn't have to try to like hold back because he's worried that he's not going to get another three movies. He's going to get another three movies most likely. So he can set something up. You know, there's movies that they do a whole like hour and a half film and have a cliffhanger and shit, or some guy's going to come back and they never get anything. So because there was never going to be a chance that they were going to get a sequel. So why can't he? You know, just give us something, please.
I want to see the inevitable hive mind.
Yeah.
Awa.
Awa.
Yeah. I want to see the inevitable hive mind for the Na'vi, and they all come together to fight people. I just want to see it.
Oh my! There's gonna be like four Awa high avatars.
Actual avatars.
Yeah.
It's gonna start with the half breed here, and then I guess, you know, we're gonna have to find the other tribal avatars. That's all.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. I guess I would want. I mean, just show me more shit I haven't seen. Mm-hmm. Like, I got crab ships out of this, so
and you
know.
Well, it is on track to make a lot of a shit ton of fucking money.
Of course, it is.
As of right now, it is in North America has made $134 million, and it has accumulated $300.5 million internationally to a total of $434 million. Million global.
Wow. From that, do you see anything compared to his Avatar 1's first opening weekend or no?
I can look at that. Well,
I don't know how high it is, but it sounds like it's higher than Black Panther 2. Oh, take that.
Yeah,
the internet is so obsessed with that. That's really weird.
Give Avatar 2 a year and a half worth of time to compare it to Avatar 1's take home, because how many times did they re-release Avatar 1 in theaters?
Well, they re-released it right before this one came out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So give it like a year and a half to compare figures, because that's how long Avatar 1 had.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
I don't know. It just, you know, it was cool. I just, I don't know. It just didn't seem...
So it blows Avatar's to 26.7 million first day tickets.
Wow.
So comparing...
What's that to inflation?
What? Okay. Yeah, this does a lot of research. Come on.
I mean, that's accurate, though.
True, but we don't care about accuracy.
Yeah, you're right, bro.
Don't make the numbers.
You're right. Who cares about fucking science? Let's go. Let's rock.
I mean, James Cameron.
I can't read this fast. It's a long, article.
My man has to scroll a lot.
Okay. All right. Just one more thought. If you want James Cameron, if this is supposed to be a big epic,
he's not listening to us. By the way,
he might.
So. Oh, I know. But I'm just putting it.
He could do a line of coke and boot us up.
Yeah, you never know.
James, I'm a big fan.
Hey, buddy, what's up? You made Terminator 2.
If nothing that I've said about you in this, it's don't take it to heart.
Please do.
Call me.
Or do. And then call us.
Yeah.
Have fun in the Bahamas.
I can help you make the Mexican Navis.
Whoa. The Mayan Navis.
Yeah.
We're going to get black Navis next, I'm telling you.
Blamis?
All right, we're going to get those.
Blamis?
No, we don't have to put the B in there.
Not the Navis with like the wider nose and the wider hips are gonna be the ones in the caves.
Yeah, straight up.
We're gonna go full circle here.
Oh my god, they're gonna have the dreadlocks.
Yeah, no, they're gonna have straight hair.
Oh,
all right, I don't know about that.
They're gonna look like Cat Williams.
They're gonna look like Cat Williams and James Brown.
Get out of. But what were you saying?
Oh, I was just like, okay, is this supposed to be a big epic? Start treating it like it. Make it bigger, like stories. Like make it big, because it feels like it should be smaller. Each movie feels like could have been just smaller. That's all. Make it bigger if this is going to be an epic, like a huge epic franchise.
Sometimes it's just never be enough for some people. Felt big enough to me.
It was pretty fucking big.
It's pretty huge.
It's a big movie.
It's pretty big.
It's a lot to take in.
But girthy.
For a long time. Time-wise, yeah, but I'm talking about
Chris is just too used to it. He's sensitive. He's not sensitive.
I'm sensitive. I'm not sensitive.
Yeah, he just hollered out. That's why it just
went
right through.
He can't feel the love of Awa. He can't feel it.
He can't feel the love of Awa. He's
numb to her touch.
I'm disconnected. She doesn't talk to me no more.
Nah, your shit's just like pushed in.
You're right.
When is the last movie you actually enjoyed? God damn.
I know, right?
Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Black Panther 2.
Stop. Did you really enjoy it that much?
Black Panther 2? Yeah, I love Black Panther 2.
Okay. Yeah. I'll accept that answer from you.
All right. So with that being said,
Pocahontas, Pinocchio. Sorry.
Nope. Too late. You already said Black Panther 2. You can't take it from us now.
It's over.
All right. What are we gonna rate this?
So with that being said, what would you rate this movie?
I'm too pussy to give it a 6, and I'm not gonna give it a 7 because that's strong. It's not a strong enough number. So I'm gonna go with an 8.
Wow.
But 8. Fuck, come back to me.
Oh my God.
No, you started, bro. Okay,
there's so much material. You should be able to choose something.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm thinking of 7 already.
Wow, you forgot the
8 transracial children out of 10.
I'll take it.
I give it 6 mutant fingers out of 10.
Damn, AI art.
Yeah, I think I'm going to... I'm going to go with a slightly higher number than yours. Mine's like an 8.2. 8.2 whale butters.
Everyone's doing these 10. Points. Like, I remember because when I did points, and everyone just
No. Wow. I've always done points. Points is the correct way to rate something.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Okay.
Sumo.
Sure. Yeah, whatever.
You got a rookie score. I'll take the rookie score.
Uh-huh. Mm. Go ahead. Yeah, we're going to round down. You just gave it an 8. Okay.
I would give this movie 7.5 colonizers children out of 10.
Nobody said butterfly wings.
Oh, the butter. Fuck, you could have used the butter.
I did.
Wait, he did. He said whale butter.
Butterfly wings, flying gators.
I forgot them.
Missing limbs.
They're gone.
They're
gone from my brain. I'm going to forget this movie when this recording's over.
I love the
pregnant battle wives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pregnant battle wives is crazy. I'm worried about the baby now.
That baby's got CTE.
That baby's Herschel Walker right now. I cannot believe it.
That baby's gonna cut his way out.
That's crazy.
The baby is Herschel Walker.
Straight up Herschel Walker.
That baby.
Like, she was tumbling down the horse.
You saw how resilient those babies were. They're swimming at 6 months old. They're
That's
swimming.
Why their bodies look like that, because the fucking moms are riding around on horses, like while they're pregnant. That's crazy. Oh man, guys. Well, I think that's brings us to our end of our thirst quencher
The end of our thirst quencher and the last episode of the year.
Of the year. Happy holidays, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, we're gonna go spend the holidays with ours, and we hope that you're doing the same.
Yeah.
If this is your last time tuning in with us, thank you. It's
been a hell of a year.
It has been a hell of a year, and I'm glad you're here with us. The channel's only grown, so we must be doing something right. We will pick up with you guys where we left off next year.
Yeah.
You can follow me at Artosumo on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at Stooge Prime on Twitter.
You can find me at King Creates X, all K's no C's, on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok.
You can follow me at just_Uno on Twitter and Instagram. And once again, thank you for joining us another Thirst Quencher. And we'll see you all around the bend, nerds.
Yeah, we see you.
We see you.
We see you.